Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Lenten series, Following Jesus as He Takes His Journey to the Cross. Join us as we follow Jesus doing what He was born to do to save us all.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 18:12. Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him. Have you ever known someone who was arrested? I had an uncle who has since passed who was arrested for having an illegal substance in the trunk of his car. When questioned, he maintained he didn't know how the stuff got into his vehicle. One usually associates an arrest with someone who's done something wrong or violated the law. The dictionary defines the verb arrest as to seize someone by legal authority and take into custody. As part of God's divine plan, Jesus was allowed to be arrested, yet he did nothing wrong. The whole thing was part of the prophecy Jesus was to fulfill. Notice those who were doing the arresting were both Jews and Gentiles. The Jews were part of the temple police, and the Gentiles were the Roman guard in place during the Passover observation. They had witnessed a man's ear get cut off, and Jesus healed it, but they still moved forward to arrest Jesus. They bound him. Did they not think that a man who could supernaturally heal a severed ear can be bound? Yet God allowed it. Jesus willingly went with them, allowing his disciples to depart. John MacArthur makes an interesting observation when he states, having formally arrested Jesus, the soldiers and police bound him. This probably was standard procedure when making an arrest, but Old Testament sacrifices were bound to the altar. So also was the Lamb of God, the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus is now in the custody of his enemies. All four Gospels record Jesus' arrest. We have actual eyewitness accounts of a real event. Jesus was in control of the situation, yet willingly surrendered, as evidenced by a few verses before today's verse in John 18:4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, emphasis mine, of course. David Guzik, a commentator and pastor of Calvary Chapel in Santa Barbara, California, says, with all power at his disposal, Jesus was in total command. He was not the victim of circumstance, but he managed circumstances for the fulfillment of prophecy. Jesus was obedient to his Father's plan. That plan was to save us all from the consequences of our sins. That consequence is death. Jesus would go on to conquer death. That could not be a thrilling prospect for Jesus to look forward to. Yet he would defeat death for us. Can you imagine being that obedient? What love he had. What a sacrifice he made for us. At any point, Jesus could have called down powers from heaven to save him. But instead, He chose to do his Father's will. God wants a relationship with us no matter how awful our past actions were or how big our mistakes were. We have forgiveness because of what Jesus did for us. We're invited to grow in our relationship with God. There is power, God's power, for the recovery of all of us who believe. This was Jesus' whole purpose for coming to earth. Let's not discount what Jesus did for us to live. What are you bound by? It may be hard for us to identify with someone who would sacrifice for us based on how we grew up. Some of us have been lied about, assaulted verbally or physically, and wrongly accused. Jesus was too. He turned those events and feelings over to God. If we do the same, we can focus on any dependency we may have other than God. We know that God will deal with the people who have hurt us. We can develop new thought processes. In the recovery community, they have a prayer that I have hanging on my wall as a reminder. It goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Jesus knew all the things that would come to him. We don't. But Jesus knows all the things that will come to us, and he asks us to trust him. And why would we not trust someone who allowed himself to be arrested for us when he did nothing to be arrested for? Let your life be a tribute to that. One day at a time. Let's pray. Dear God, sometimes we just cannot fathom the plan that you had, particularly the plan that required a sacrifice to save us. And you saved us while we were still sinning, Lord. Because you loved us, you gave up your only son. Your son, who was both divine and human, and he sacrificed himself for us to conquer death. And sometimes that's a really big thing to get our head around. Lord, you knew all the sins that we would do, the choices that we would make and that we will make. Yet you were there for us to turn to at any time. No matter what we've been through, there is nothing, nothing in this world, no matter how horrible, how awful, whatever we cannot conquer on our own, there's nothing that separates us from you. Keep us turned towards you, Lord. Call us and let us hear. And let it be fully known that it is you that is doing the calling. Save us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.